Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
I mean, that's even a better train whistle than Roy Acuff and what he has in Wabash Cannonball.
I would say.
Which I think is a tea kettle.
That is official.
So if you do play the triangle while Jeff plays his guitar and I play the kazoo on Tuesday, you're going to have to run around like Ed Grimley.
Oh, yes. And
that was his deal. He'd go around and he would be in his apartment. He'd run around and jump around, play the... I must say. So we are giving away tickets. One more pair. Tom Petty tribute Medina tomorrow night. Part of an Almanac quiz. Be listening. This date is it's Friday, December 6th, 341st day of the year, 341. Mm-hmm. And it was this date, 1735, the first recorded appendectomy performed by Claudius Amiand at St. George's Hospital in London. First appendectomy, 1735. You would assume that by now, that was 1735, that by now they'd have a at-home kit.
You could just do
it at home.
Yeah.
You know, maybe use those kids' doctor instruments. Remember those plastic ones? You'd have the reflex hammer and the stethoscope and all the other stuff that some of those would come with leeches. So that was his date, 1735. 1768. We've got some four or five pre-1900s here. 1768, the first edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I would have never thought they were that old.
Published in Scotland.
That's amazing.
We were World Book family.
Now, we were Encyclopedia Britannica.
You had Britannica. Yes. You went to Britain. You went UK.
Yeah. Well, the traveling salesman knocked on the door.
That's right. Well, very persuasive.
Found an easy mark in my mom.
Very persuasive. Can they sell radio? Persuasive probably. There for Encyclopedia. We were again World Book. What did you else had? Funk and Wagnalls.
Yes. That was more of a dictionary for us.
Okay.
At that time.
1849. Harriet Tubman escaped from slavery in Maryland.
That was big.
Certainly the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
And she was a big part of that. And she is still slated to be featured on the $20 bill here at some point in time. Yeah. I do believe. Harriet Tubman.
Andrew Jackson will be out.
1865, the 13th Amendment to the... Well, this is very much related.
Right.
13th Amendment ratified this date. That abolished slavery in 1865.
16 years, but it did. I wonder if there was it was symbolic to do it on that. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, the day that... I don't know if they were
in
tune.
They might not have been in tune.
They weren't in tune. No. They didn't have this date in history back then.
They didn't have the almanac.
No, they didn't have the almanac. Didn't have this date in history, so they didn't have that at their disposal.
Correct.
They couldn't just go online and look it up. Have you ever heard of the Roosevelt Corollary?
Is that a disease of some sort?
No. You know, we talk a lot about the Monroe Doctrine.
Right.
So this date in 1904, Theodore Roosevelt confirms the Monroe Doctrine, saying that, hey, European nations, keep your hands off of the Americas, okay? We don't need you over here anymore.
Right.
You know, if you do, they'll be, you know what?
He carries a big stick.
We're coming after you. And he did carry a big stick, but he confirmed the Monroe Doctrine. Okay. And then he articulated what was called the Roosevelt Corollary. Almost like coronary.
That's what I thought it was.
It's the big one. Yeah. I'm coming to you. What was his wife's name? What was Theodore Roosevelt? What was...
Teddy and... I can't remember. Abigail. No, I don't remember.
Alice or Edith. I'm coming to you, Edith. I just looked it up. He was married to Edith in 1886.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to join Edith. It's the
coronary.
The Roosevelt coronary or the Roosevelt corollary here this date, 1904. I remember learning about the Monroe Doctrine in American history. I don't remember anything about the Roosevelt corollary.
I do not.
Seems like it was just a...
And I liked history. It was one of the few classes I did good in.
Just a postscript in history. 1923, Calvin Coolidge.
The expenses of the government reach everybody. Taxes take from everyone a part of his earnings and force everyone to work for a certain part of his time for the government. When we come to realize that the yearly expenses of the governments of this country is a stupendous sum...
Calvin Coolidge, speech about taxes. That actually isn't the speech, though, this date. He became the first president to do a broadcast on radio.
Yeah.
I'm sure he mentioned he was anti-tax at Calvin Coolidge, and I kind of like him for that.
I would say he didn't have a radio voice.
No, he didn't. Well, you know, the microphones weren't that good. They're very tinny.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
He didn't sound
still
like
the early days.
Like the leader of the free world.
There was no need for any subwoofers there. That was 1923. How about 1957? America's first attempt to...
A great wave of advanced publicity focused attention at Cape Canaveral, Florida, for the launching of Test Vehicle 3 of Project Vanguard. A preliminary to the scheduled launching of a 21-pound satellite in March. What happened is already unhappy history. Another setback for the United States in the race into outer space. Here are official Defense Department films of the launching of the 72-foot missile, a loss of thrust, and fall back to Earth in split seconds.
Didn't you have a golf lesson and your golf teacher said you had a lack of thrust?
Yeah, something
you didn't.
Like
you weren't
that.
Able to activate the glutes.
Correct.
Something like that. Yeah, the video is the thing lifts maybe 5 feet, and then it just crumbles down in a pile. It was unfortunate because we were trying to catch up to the Russians. The Russians were ahead of us. They'd already thrown Sputnik up there.
Right.
And
we were trailing.
Yeah. We eventually would get our act together, of course, and win the race to the moon at the end of the next decade. 1979, this date. By the way, that was 57.
John Denver and the Muppets. A Christmas Together. Starring John Denver. And John's special guest stars, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, Gonzo, Floyd, Scooter, and Rolf.
Yeah, John Denver and the Muppets aired this date, 1979. They opened the show with them doing that 12 Days of Christmas that they do.
Okay.
Him and the Muppets. You've heard that. We've played that here before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a fantastic rendition. That might even make my list, top five, next week.
It should. It could. Christmas songs.
It might. It might have to. So that was this date, 1979. John, can you imagine anybody else acting with the Muppets other than John Denver? He's perfect.
He is perfect.
Just as lighthearted.
Yes.
Certainly his hair looked like a Muppet.
Yeah.
So that certainly helped. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Roy Orbison this day. Let's remember him.
Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying.
Orbison passed away. He was only 52 this day. Heart failure.
Yeah, an heart attack.
We were crying because we lost Roy Orbison.
Right. He was married to Gene Shepherd, country star at
that
the time.
Said so.
Yeah, he hadn't been feeling well. And left me standing. Went up and said goodnight to his son. And
all alone.
The lights went out, sadly.
So that was this date, 1988. Roy Orbison, now gone but not forgotten. 1990, Vice President Dan Quayle was enshrined in the Little League Museum's Hall of Excellence. I think this is from his acceptance speech.
What a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful. How true that is.
I think that was from his acceptance speech.
Yeah.
To the Little League Museum's Hall of Excellence.
Sounds about right.
I don't know how good Dan Quayle was as a Little League player.
Nope.
I can't fathom him being great, but I think the museum was probably just looking for some publicity, and they go, hey, our vice president, he played Little League. Let's get him in there.
Yeah.
Let's get some publicity.
And I mean, it's a good move from that standpoint.
And Dan Quayle and Kamala Harris, why aren't they doing a podcast together?
Well,
could you imagine them conversing back and forth?
But yes.
At least Dan Quayle was doing it without a teleprompter.
This is true.
I mean, he was doing it off the cuff, and he got into trouble. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, they're all over there. They're so funny, looking back into future and all these other things. You just got tongue-tied. There's some people that just should not be ad-libbing.
And not a great speller.
Not a great speller as well, although I think it was a faulty flashcard, I think, in his defense, but he didn't catch it in time. So that was this date, 1990. 2002.
I cannot be part of this again. You can't dump her after sex!
She gets a 40% employee discount on already marked down items, okay? I haven't shopped in 3 months. This is sex. There's a reason why Winona stole from there. This stuff is gorgeous.
So Winona stole from Saks, as you remember, Neil.
I do.
Right, Winona Ryder.
Right.
Sticky fingers, five-finger discount. Right, she was sentenced on this date to 36 months of probation. But as Carrie Heffernan said right there, can you blame her?
No,
the
nice
stuff is
stuff,
great.
Yeah.
Stuff is great.
And it's spendy.
Yes, so that was 2002. She got 36 months probation, 480 hours community service, which I believe part of that was to be part of the shoplifting mitigation team there at Saks. She chased down the shoplifters.
Perpetrators.
Yes, exactly. Going right after. She got very good at tackling.
Nice.
And that was his date, 2002, and then 22, this 2 years ago.
I feel like it's a legacy, you know, to work on this plane for me, but it's been sad to see the last one roll out.
The impact of the world's first jumbo jet on aviation and consumer flying being felt by all who witnessed the end of an era.
I think the Boeing 747 wrapped up production. Boeing,
yeah, that was it.
Boeing rolled out the final 747. And Boeing's having troubles right now.
Are they?
They're not. Aerobus, I think, is the other company, the one from Europe that is the big other, the other competitor when it comes to building airlines. Boeing's, they had the door fly out,
right,
in an Alaska Airlines one, which is actually, it was a plug, not a door, but where a door could be, but it wasn't a door, but it still flew off, and they've had hiring issues, and they were hiring people not because they were good, but because of you know, what or who they were, and they had that policy going, and that wasn't good. So they're struggling because of it out there in wherever they Seattle,
I believe so.
Out there,
that's
in the Pacific Northwest, we wish the best for Boeing. They're a great American company.
Sure.
2022, no more 747s. Are you ready for birthdays?
I
now
am.
Today?
Don't forget Almanac quiz, folks.
It's coming.
I don't wanna have to marry you.
Finest country duets ever. Helen Cornelius and Jim Ed Brown.
Nice.
I don't want to have to marry you.
No. We can be friends.
I don't even want to share a cab with you.
No. I don't want to have to marry you.
So 83 for Helen Cornelius, and she didn't have a whole lot of solo success. It was mainly with Jim Ed Brown.
Yep.
Number of top tens. So happy birthday to her.
Mozart?
How good is he, this Mozart? He's remarkable.
He's an unprincipled, spoiled, conceited brat.
I'm a vulgar man. But I assure you, my music is not.
He was Amadeus, Amadeus. That's Tom Hulce, who played Amadeus. Won an Emmy, not for that, but... he probably should have won an Emmy or a Grammy or no, what's the one for movies? Oscar for Amadeus, because he played Amadeus. He
nice
was
job.
Mozart.
Yeah.
It was the other guy that won the, what's his name? The teacher, whoever it was talking about the oboe and the French horn,
mm-hmm,
you know, dancing and getting intimate up in the sky or whatever it was there when he was listening to Mozart. He was the one who won the Oscar. But Tom Hulce, maybe it was a snub. I don't know. 71 today.
When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading it. It said, day one, still tired from the move. Day two, everybody talks to me like I'm an idiot.
That's Stephen Wright. A distinct style,
yes,
on The Tonight Show.
Kind of the deadpan delivery.
Yeah. He is my favorite of the comedians that kind of had a different delivery where they just wouldn't go up there and talk like they normally talk.
Right.
Bobcat Goldthwait was annoying.
Annoying.
Early Howie Mandel, I wasn't a big fan of either. He kind of settled down later on. But Stephen Wright, I could get into.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, he's 69.
In the day, I'm a parking attendant at Los Angeles.
Oh, I didn't want to play more Steve. We just don't have time. I'd love to play more Steve.
I'd love to play more,
right? Yes, yeah. How about some Lloyd?
Oh, yeah.
Foster and Lloyd. It's Bill Lloyd. 69.
They did good stuff together, wrote a lot of good songs together, and then recorded together.
And, of course, Radney Foster is the one who had a little more
solo singing
success.
Well, that's a great song there. I haven't heard that for a while.
Who get requests for that every now and then on the All Request Lunch Hour.
You should.
So, Bill Lloyd, happy birthday today. I said 69, right?
Okay.
Janine Turner.
Oh, this TV theme time?
It is.
This was,
you say it quizzically, kind of a question there, inflection there at the end. You are correct.
Is this
Northern Exposure. Yeah, they're in Alaska. She was the gal. The guy was the doctor.
I liked her.
Had something going on there. Janine Turner is 62 today. Johnny Football.
Four-man Alabama rush. Manziel with a lot of time. Deep down the middle, and it's caught by Ryan Swope.
Great Vern Lundquist there. Vern Lundquist.
I tell you, you got to give Swope so much credit
so
here.
Johnny it should be Johnny out of football.
Right.
He won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah. First freshman to win a Heisman.
Yep.
He's at Texas A&M. I mean, it was just magical.
It was amazing
but it turned out, and if you've ever seen, we kind of knew this, but then they've got the documentary, he was more there for the party.
Yeah.
He was there more for the party.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get to the NFL, young man, it's not going to come as easy. You got to put the work in.
Right on.
And he just never had. Remember, they were talking about the Vikings drafting him.
Yes. Thank goodness we didn't.
And Johnny Manziel is 32. And our rapper of the day, this is one of the best, Neil.
Okay. Uh-oh.
This is, we've got a lot of good ones, but this might be, this is top five at least as far as rapper names that we have on our rapper of the day.
Okay, all right.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. Is 29 today.
Pardon me? Can you say that one more time?
A boogie with the hoodie.
Like wit, like W-I-T?
Wit, yes. I'll articulate and enunciate even better.
Okay.
A boogie with the hoodie. 29.
Mom, Dad, you came up with a dandy there.
Yep, that was good. How do you come up with that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. 29 today.
Hope that took some thought. I hope it just didn't come to the right top of their head, because then there's something wrong.
Gone but not forgotten today. What about the Gershwins? George and Ira, they wrote a lot of popular songs together. And Ira was born on this day in 1896. One of our favorite shows. We play a lot of audio from Bewitched today. We would be remiss if we didn't remember the great Agnes Moorehead, 1900.
Good morning, Samantha.
Mother, there's something I have to tell you.
Good morning, dear Wood.
Damn.
Whatever.
You recognized him. I'd know Delbert anywhere.
Now, don't you realize what a poor...
She
never did. She struggled with Darren.
Durwood was a chimp in that scene. Still recognize him.
Yeah.
Then she called him Delbert.
Durwood. Darren. They're all the same. Agnes Moorehead, she was the mother of Samantha.
Endora.
Yes, Endora. 1900. Just great. Gangster. Last thing you heard was probably the rattle of machine gun fire. Lester Joseph Babyface Nelson. He was Public Enemy. He was right at the top there for a while, 1908. Dave Brubeck, you may have heard the name, big band and Jazz Hall of Fame musician. Dave Brubeck, born on this day, 1920. One of my favorite cartoon characters growing up was Underdog, and he was voiced by the great Wally Cox, 1924.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Time again for the Underdog Show, starring that champion of champions, Underdog.
You know, basically no shoes, Underdog just in footy pajamas.
Yeah, and he was smitten with Polly Purebred, certainly.
Right.
Wally Cox, born on this day, 19. He would be on Hollywood Squares and some other things.
What was
Maybe
his...
show up on the Love Boat.
Shoeshine Boy.
He
I was trying to think of his alter,
boy,
ego,
his alter ego,
you know, as mild-mannered Shoeshine Boy.
I don't know actor and dancer Bobby Van, but is he related to Chevy Van? I do know that, 1928. Mike Smith, you know...
Well, did you give her a ride Chevy van, and that's all right with me?
That was my first song after I got my driver's license.
Sammy Johns.
And I jumped into our 66 Pontiac wagon to head back to high school and show off that I was driving now, and Chevy Van was playing. I was cranking down the windows, even though it was only 45 degrees.
Right, was it Craco?
Just had to do it, yeah.
Well, what kind of radio
did you
have?
I think it was Craco.
Craco?
Yeah. The Dave Clark 5, you would have thought was fronted by Dave Clark. Not so. Not so. It's Mike Smith, 1943.
It's right that I should care. About you. And try to
glad all over that I'm able to share this song with you here today.
No doubt. It's so good. They were kind of an answer to the Beatles.
And I could listen to the song over and over.
It's a great song. How about Mike Smith right there, 1943? Rock and roll guitarist Randy Rhoads with Ozzy Osbourne.
Didn't we just hear Crazy Train?
Yeah, we did.
Not too
it's
long
been
ago.
A lot of. Well, we had Ozzy's birthday. This guy, sadly, was a good guitar player, not as good at playing. He was a guy, they went up and he's flying his private plane. And, I'm going to buzz the tour bus. Oops. And then he crashed and died. Sad, very sad. They kind of witnessed it. Born on this day, 1956. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Mr. Heenan and myself are waiting. And I would like to presume that all you cretinous humanoids sitting out there, those of you who call yourself the diehard wrestling fans, must be waiting too.
Nick.
Now, I want some action. As he said he's going to defend, I defended the heavyweight championship left and right, up and down, sideways, in and out. I defended it week in and week out.
Stanley Blackburn and the championship committee. That's Nick Bockwinkel.
Yes.
It is Nick Bockwinkel's birthday today. Your staff, again, weak when it comes to wrestling. That's okay.
Well, we like it.
It had been way too long since we'd had a wrestler or even an omission. The cretinous humanoids.
Nobody. Oh, I mean, you and I both love the ability of these guys to do their interviews and come up with stuff. He was just classic.
They got to be thinking, 24 hours a day of this stuff. We're going to use it.
Right.
And 1934. I think he was the 5-time AWA champion.
Yeah.
Nick Bockwinkel.
Technically sound.
Yeah. And, yeah. Part of the Heenan family. And, of course, is the Bockwinkel sleeper versus the Gagne sleeper.
Right.
And Nick
Bockwinkel. One's a chokehold.
He's one of the greats.
He's a chokehold, yeah.
Nick Bockwinkel, 1934. Now they're all
gone. But not forgotten.
Do you think it is too... is it too complicated to ask somebody to come up with the name of our rapper of the day?
I don't think so.
Okay, who was our rapper of the day? Yeah. Full name. Who was our rapper of the day today?
And we'll give you a little leeway in there,
if you're close enough.
Yeah.
If you mention crew neck sweater instead of the garment, we might take that.
Well, that would be creative. And if you can make it rhyme a little bit.
So please tell us who our rapper of the day was.
Yeah.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one that calls in.
Yes, five names.
Yes.
Five words.
Parts of his name. Yes, exactly. And his name starts with the indefinite article.
Right.
The indefinite article, if you remember from grammar and from Spanish.
Sure.
There's the definite article and there's the indefinite article.
Yes.
This is the indefinite article. Mm-hmm. So there you go, 763-450-0100. They are. So good luck. Win tickets to the Tom Petty Show.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow at the Medina. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with John Barry? And, of course, No Repeat Workday as well. That certainly deserves a mention. You can go with John Barry, She's Taken a Shine, Never Be You, Roseanne Cash, or Billy the Kid, Billy Dean.
Oh, wow. That one we haven't heard for a long time.
Just
we
snuck
should
up
probably
there.
Do that, Billy
okay,
the Kid.
Here we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albert, KDDG.